Hello and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And this month we're focusing on the upcoming Microsoft Ignite show, which will feature a lot of news and how-to sessions on Office 365 services. So we're taking a look at some of those services over the course of this month and even next. And today we want to tackle a theme that we've covered somewhat before, but we want to talk about it in terms of Ignite and how it's going to take shape. And that is the Microsoft roadmap, really, for Office 365 services and some of the kind of existing overlap in these services and what we think Ignite might portend for how these services could become more sort of distinct or autonomous or relevant to users on their own. So to discuss these issues, I would like to welcome back one of my favorite podcast partners in crime, and that is Scott Robinson, a BI and SharePoint expert. Scott, welcome.
Happy Friday, Lauren.
Happy Friday, indeed. And Scott, I have a lot of questions for you.
Sure.
Okay, so let's get started here. So, I guess my first question is, you know, we've talked about this before, and certainly as you look over some of the sessions for Ignite, it becomes all the more clear that there's just among all these myriad services in Office 365, there's a lot of overlap in function. There's OneDrive for Business and Groups and SharePoint Online, and there's a lot of functionality that overlaps there. So what is Microsoft doing, and what do you think Ignite could do to sort of sort out these overlaps, or is this just going to kind of continue as the state of affairs?
Well, you know, it's perfectly fair to ask that, because they've done a lot of repackaging in the past, and we've talked about that even recently, and sometimes that's just to cover the fact that they haven't finished a product that's already been released. You know, Microsoft has run us in circles a number of times in the past, but you've got to look at that O365 and the functionality and the different products that are embedded in it right now, and you have to ask this redundancy, what is it all about? I mean, SharePoint, which has just kind of dominated for a decade now, a wonderful product, but it's kind of an all-in thing. It's like marrying the mayor's daughter. You know, it's like you're all in or you're not, or you're going to have a mess. And SharePoint was intended to be this monolithic, one-stop shopping thing for content management and collaboration. But some of the backlash has been, well, not every organization needs all of the functionality of SharePoint in order to make use of what it really cares about. So now we have OneDrive for Business is duplicating SharePoint Online's content management features, and SharePoint's collaboration, which everyone is used to now, is basically the theme of groups. So you've got all this duplication, all this redundancy, and you have to ask what it's about. And my feeling is that this is strategic, that what they're really trying to do in the cloud offering is offer their basic functionality at the level that specific users might want to bring it in and adopt it. And the bottom line is that OneDrive for Business is far simpler than SharePoint, and Groups is far simpler than SharePoint, and you can actually use the products together. So I think there's strategy going on here, the idea being we don't want to scare off our old customers, and we want to bring in new customers, and we want to simplify for everybody. Now, to make that happen, they had to improve their core technology. The way that Microsoft is storing data right now is, in ways unclear to us, more sophisticated than just the SQL Server platform. Now, that's a secret that they're kind of clutching to their chest, and who can blame them? But the bottom line is they've got the kinks worked out. All of these products are working smoothly together, and that's what Ignite is going to be about communicating.
So now let me ask you this, because you brought up a lot of different issues in terms of kind of the cloud-first strategy and development, some of this kind of tiered approach to functionality to kind of bring in new users and not scare off old ones. So let's talk about some of the new services in Office 365, particularly Delve and Office Graph, kind of the engine behind Delve, which is kind of the surfacing search on steroids tool, and Configuration Manager. What what do you think the strategy is there as far as these new services?
Well, I think that they needed a strategy because, you know, Delve is new, and Office Graph is an ambitious idea that have just recently come through the door, and they've had a hard time with both of those, and you and I have talked about that as well. Delve is more than a search tool, and Graph is more than an analytics engine. The two of them together were intended to be, you know, productivity enhancement tools, and I think that what's going on there is they've responded to the problems that they had with those products by solving the problem of hybrid enterprise connectivity, which we noted a year ago was something they really needed to get done. Well, because they had these problems, they put their minds to it, and they have solved that problem. Enterprise connectivity in a hybrid deployment is what we have now, and that's something that's going to be talked about at Ignite. And I think that's going to be a great discussion, because I think that's going to be of a lot of use to organizations of all levels. Now, there's another strategic imperative in the new stuff, and that's in their configuration management. A big barrier to entry for existing customers and new customers who had on-premises deployments of Office and SharePoint has been not trusting the cloud, you know, because when you do a cloud deployment, you're basically, you know, trusting people outside your organization to babysit the infrastructure and, you know, give you the performance that you need and make sure that you don't have downtime. Well, there's a lot of hesitation over that, and you can't blame an enterprise manager for being wary of that. Now, what they've done to address it is they've given new transparencies, new controls within the configuration management suite that allow you to see what's going on, allow you to anticipate downtime, allow you to basically do root cause analysis. Now, when you're deploying applications, within the Office suite, within SharePoint, and these are mission-critical applications, you've got to be able to troubleshoot when something goes wrong. Well, if you don't have access to the servers hosting the applications, troubleshooting is really difficult. The new services that they're offering now in the Configuration Manager give you that visibility. You know, they don't give you full control, but they do allow you to see what's going on and allow you to see what went wrong. That's going to go a long way toward making customers feel less anxious about committing to the cloud.
So now let me ask you this. In terms of kind of the big picture for Microsoft, what do you think that is, and what do you think some of the challenges still are? You know, they've come kind of a distance on making hybrid more of a reality for customers. They've brought in some services that are more sort of integrated in terms of what they can do together, and between on-prem and in the cloud. But what does the big picture look like over the next 12 months for Office 365?
Well, I have to say, they've got some real challenges. I love the stuff that they've got that they're putting out there. I think that this Ignite is going to be a very exciting one and even inspirational in terms of, you know, new things that you can do in O365. But I think that the challenges they've had up to this time haven't gone away, and in some ways they're worse. The problem with that O365 has faced is that the competition is so severe. And, you know, you deal with this every day in your job. AWS is huge. The Google Cloud is huge. Salesforce is just, you know, the most troublesome upstart in this market. Microsoft has struggled, you know, and it's not an easy challenge that they face to try to be distinctive among these competitors. They have to do this high wire act where they have to be all things to all people. They have to be more mobile friendly. You know, they have to be functionally superior. They have to be more business friendly. And they have to be more accessible. But, you know, the Microsoft Cloud needs to be able to exchange data with outside sources. You know, they need to be better. So all of those things are still challenges. But a real issue that I have seen is that the marketing mistake that they made with Delve is a mistake they dare not repeat. They're bringing in new technologies to replace old technologies within SharePoint, within O365, and they're throwing an awful lot at the user community at once. Here's an example. We know that InfoPath works with SharePoint. We know that SharePoint has its own workflow set up through SharePoint Designer. Those are both going away. InfoPath is being deprecated, and in its place, we're going to have Power Apps. The workflow that's currently available for SharePoint that you can build in SharePoint Designer is going away for the bigger and broader Flow product. On top of that, we've got PowerPoint, you know, fading, and Sway taking its place. Sway is more complex. Sway is more feature-rich, but it also is harder to learn. So now, it could be a huge mistake to be moving this quickly to be distinctive and to phase out old technologies. But a problem Microsoft has is they look like the grand old man of the industry with all these, you know, younger, smarter, faster companies, you know, nipping at their heels with better cloud offerings. And so they're trying to look new and fresh. Well, they're becoming new and fresh. All of these products are great, but it's an awful lot of change in a short amount of time, and that could alienate the Microsoft customer base.
Right, and that's something that we've talked about previously in terms of kind of these, the pace of rollout and not adequately testing some of these services as well. So sometimes there's bugs, there's you know, access to information that some users shouldn't have access to. So what do you imagine over the next 12 months that, you know, how is that going to take shape? Do you see them traveling that line in terms of bringing in enough that's new, but also kind of holding on to that sense of continuity for existing users? Or do you think this is potentially a really risky strategy?
Well, I think that they're learning their lesson. I mean, Redmond would have to be deaf to not hear the level of user concern about unfinished products being released and, you know, the poor marketing of products that are actually, you know, pretty good. I think that what's going to happen is they're going to have to let these transitions be at the user's discretion. You know, they need to slow down in their deprecation of the old while making the new fully available. I think we need more transition time. And if Microsoft can adopt a strategy over the next year of letting the user community choose the pace at which they want to phase out the old and bring in the new, and the pace at which they want to work their way into the cloud while clinging to their on-prem, if the more they turn that control over to the user community, the more tolerant and patient the user community will be. You know, if Microsoft can just you know, keep the headlines burning on all the new stuff and continue to seem as innovative as they have actually become to the buying public, and at the same time, you know, keep their old customers happy by pacing more carefully, then I think they can pull it off. And I hope that's what we see over the coming year.
Well, it's definitely something we'll be watching, you and I, over the next several months after Ignite and really all year. So, Scott, thank you so much for walking us through some of these issues. And I imagine,
my pleasure.
Thank you, yes. And I imagine we'll be looking at them again soon. So until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz. Thanks a lot.